It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Wednesday, March 20th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A grass and brush fire north of Charles City last evening took over 4 hours to get under control and extinguish. Charles City Fire Rescue says they were called just before 5 p.m. to assist the Caldwell and Floyd Fire Departments battle a grass fire that was spreading quickly along Shadow Avenue. With help from numerous surrounding departments, firefighters were able to prevent the fire from impacting the nearby homes and stopped it from spreading across the road to additional CRP land. CCFR notes that winds at the time of the fire were in excess of 20 miles per hour, which fanned the flames to burn between 5 and 7 acres in all. They add that while there are no burn bans in effect currently, it does not mean that things will not burn and could get out of control quickly. There were no injuries and no structures were damaged by the fire. Firefighters were on the scene until about 9 o'clock last night. The National Weather Service in La Crosse has issued a hazardous weather outlook for today and alerts Mitchell, Howard, Winnesheek, Allamaquis, Floyd, Chickasaw, and Fayette counties that low humidities in the teens to lower 20% and dry grasses and other fuels could promote quick-starting fires today. Northwest winds gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour could push any fire along. Exercise caution with any outdoor burning. An apartment fire Saturday in Nashua has left several families without a place to call home. They're now depending on the kindness of neighbors and strangers to help replace their belongings. A GoFundMe account for the Jordan Burkholz and Dustin Crabtree family has been established by Samantha Burkholz, whose description reads that her little sister, her fiancé, their 4 sweet boys, and their pup lost nearly everything in the fire. They are all perfectly safe and healthy, but they will also essentially be starting over with next to nothing. As of 8 o'clock this morning, over $2,700 was raised towards their goal of $10,000. The Fire Victims of Nashua GoFundMe account has been set up by Sierra Hill to raise money for her boyfriend and stepson who lost everything in the fire Saturday night. Whatever money is raised will go towards getting them a new place, clothes, personal items, food, starting over. As of 8 o'clock this morning, almost $1,500 was raised towards their goal of $5,000. A Daughter Fire Fund GoFundMe account by Jolene McLaren says her daughter and 2 little granddaughters lived in the apartment. She will need to replace furniture and groceries and startup money for new deposits as she had just moved into the apartment 2 months ago. As of 8 o'clock this morning, $500 have been raised towards their goal of $1,000. A link to each account is included with this story on our station website. A site has been finalized for a 300-foot tower as part of an estimated $5 million overhaul of Floyd County's emergency communications equipment. Last July, the Board of Supervisors greenlit upgrades to the current 911 system equipment, which has become too costly to constantly repair. Improvements would also get Floyd County on the statewide 911 ISIC system, all in an effort to improve response for law enforcement and emergency services. A tower was proposed for placement at the Fossil and Prairie Park Preserve near Rockford. It would also be near the statue and monument honoring Rockford native and former Navy SEAL John Tumbleson, killed in Afghanistan in 2011. After receiving some 100 emails opposing that location, supervisors looked for an alternative site and targeted 1.5 acres across from the park owned by Steve Slater. Last month, the county initially offered Slater $15,000 cash with 15% of profit sharing for any rent of tower space for 30 years. Slater countered with an asking price of $75,000 with 25% profit sharing for 30 years. After going into closed session during yesterday's supervisors meeting, Board Chair Mark Kuhn announced an offer both parties were agreeable to.
$70,000 for the property and a 25% of any rental on the tower for 30 years.
Floyd County Attorney Todd Pritchard said he would draft a purchase offer to make the sale official, which supervisors approved unanimously. Donations to the Chickasaw County EMS Department will now go to a dedicated account. EMS recently received a $5,000 donation towards remodeling of the EMS building to include living quarters for ambulance staff on call 24 hours. Earlier this month, a fundraiser dinner brought in about $11,000 for the department. That prompted the Chickasaw County Board of Supervisors to have County Attorney David Laudner draft a resolution to establish a restricted use account to deposit and track those contributions. During Monday's supervisors meeting, Laudner explained that the funds can be spent at the discretion of the EMS director with consent from the board.
I did try to put in paragraph 2 it broad enough to include contributions to assist in the overall operation of the department, as well as special programs, projects, or purchases. So if someone wants to give $1,000 a year just for the general operation of the ambulance, they can. If someone wants to give $10,000 to a new heart monitoring device or new ambulance or new equipment of some sort, they can specify that as well.
Laudner noted that there's also a caveat for larger donations.
So if someone wants to give $50,000 or $100,000 for a specific purpose, that's going to have to be adopted by a separate resolution. It would have to be done somehow separately, similar to the way we did the elevator. Again, the elevator was not, there were no strings attached to that money. But if someone came in and said, hey, we want to give $100,000 or $200,000 to expand, add a new wing on, we would want to do a separate resolution for that, specifically for that project, as opposed to this general restricted fund that we have set up.
Supervisors passed the resolution establishing the account for EMS donations on a 5-0 vote. A Charles City man accused of a North Iowa murder over a decade ago is scheduled to stand trial 2 months from today. 51-year-old Randy Patry is charged with first-degree murder in the death of 70-year-old Carl Kenneth Gullmeyer of Nashua sometime between September 25, 2012 and October 4, 2012. An investigation by the Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office, Charles City Police, and Iowa DCI led to a search of Patry's Charles City home in July of 2013, with several items owned by Gullmeyer allegedly found inside the residence, including the gun believed used to kill him. Patry has pleaded not guilty, and after multiple continuances, his trial is now scheduled for May 20th in Chickasaw County District Court. He remains in the Fayette County Jail in West Union, awaiting trial. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.